Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, Mirai. It's been a while. This is Alina. Just wanted to see if there were any updates on finding Junichi. I don't know if you actually listened to all the audio, but I can remind you of the situation if that helps. But yeah, please get back to me.
Where am I? What? No. I swear I was just on the sidewalk. This is weird. Maybe I zoned out while I was talking, but... Excuse me? Hi, I am so sorry to interrupt your evening. My name is Alina. I am currently working at a school report. Oh my god, your dog has three heads.
Whoa. No, sir, sit. Be nice. My name is Sam, and this park isn't exactly that safe. It holds everything you could possibly imagine, even your worst nightmare.
Is that a threat? For staying in a park?
No, it's... Look, this isn't how it usually goes.
Okay, well, how does it usually go?
Look, most people get the picture just glancing at Sir. You've obviously been trying, very gallantly, I might add, not to look at him. But here, take a closer look. They won't bite.
Wait, what is that sound? Are those snakes?
Feel free to pet him if you like. The snakes don't bite either.
I think I'll keep my hands to myself for now, thanks. So, are those snakes fur? Or, like, how are they attached to him?
Not sure, to be honest. I've tried counting how many there were when I was younger, but the number constantly changes.
So, if you're saying he's not a dog, what is he?
I thought his name would give it away. Guess you're not as famous as I thought, huh, Cerberus, you silly monster, you.
Cerberus, as in the dog from the underworld. In all that Greek mythology stuff. That Cerberus?
Yeah.
If he's actually Cerberus and this park is real and filled with mythical creatures, then this is the ultimate dream. I mean, I'm a journalist. Learning something this new, this big, can you imagine the headlines?
It's dangerous. Mythology was created to warn people of the past what not to do. There are thousands of creatures here that were just created to kill you.
Then... why are you here?
I'm saying this for your own good. Please, the last thing we need is for a flock of ignorant people coming in here and getting themselves killed. You can't tell anyone about this park or bring anyone here.
Don't worry. No one would believe the story anyways. Attention listeners all around, it is time to introduce my best friend for life, Drew!
Stop it, Alina. This is embarrassing. Can we please move on?
So, here we are. I know it doesn't look very magical, but think of it as like a safari that just happens to contain mythical creatures.
You know I'm down for any adventure you want to take us on.
Which is why you've brought a bat.
Well, it's no Cerberus, monster of the underworld, but I figure it's better than nothing.
Okay, which way do you want to go? We should probably avoid the usual path I take just in case Sam is there.
What about the pond you mentioned the first time you were here? Did you ever go back and check it out?
Wait, but if mermaids live out in the ocean, would we even see them in a pond? Look, there's cute lily pads and flowers here.
We're in a park that you say contains mythical creatures. I don't think we should be concerned about types of bodies of water.
What are you brats doing in my territory?
What on earth is that?
You know, it looks like a walking, talking turtle, but with a beak. Oh, God, please tell me this is not the sexy fish person sailors were dreaming about.
If it is, I would like to reject everything I read in seventh grade.
Watch your mouths, you dumb humans. I am a kappa.
Say, do you know a guy named Sam? He has a three-headed dog with him usually.
No. So you know the angsty boy now, do you?
Angsty? That's not how you described him.
I thought he was pretty cute. I mean, he does wear a lot of black, but I thought that just came with the I have a hellhound as a pet and I read books on curses look.
He's gotten worse these past few years. He used to at least wear navy now and then.
Wait, did something happen?
And what do I get for telling you this information?
That is a very creepy smile. Let's not bargain with the little green...
Hold still! The Shirikodama is located in the human anus. All I have to do is reach in and...
Oh, fuck that!
Hey! That's way too close. Stop it!
Don't think I've ever clenched my butt so hard before.
Same. Let's go, like, I don't know, see something far away. Like bird watching.
Agreed.
Maybe we could find some kind of important fruit, like the sinful apples in Adam and Eve.
Ooh, don't tell the church.
Or maybe some kind of fruit that can make us immortal.
Genius. We'll be rich by dinner.
Whoa. Excuse me. Sorry.
Hey, dude, watch where you're going. Oh my god.
Really? Sorry about that.
What is that?
Oh boy, I'm getting deja vu all over again.
Haven't you guys ever seen a dog before?
It feels good to be barking.
Ah! Dude, your dog just talked.
That's not my dog. Why does she look like that?
Dog? Hi. Have you been able to talk all this time?
We told you she's not a dog. How have you not realized this?
I don't know. She's my brother's dog, but he went to Japan recently, so I had to take care of her.
I believe I can clear up this misunderstanding here. I am a creature of this park, but I wanted to learn more, so I chose to go out into the world. My true form, as you can see, is that of the stereotypical little green Martian that you may all be familiar with. Everyone in the park has the capability to leave. Whether they choose to or not is up to them. However, we've learned that it's getting to be a hassle if a human does spot us. All of a sudden, there's cameras everywhere and a crowd of unnecessary people in the woods getting lost. Since I can hide my true form, it's a lot easier for me to stay in the human world than, say, the person with the really big feet.
But then why wouldn't everyone in this park just glamorize themselves?
Ah, well, how do you know that that isn't the case? Still, each of us has our own personal beliefs. Whether we want to stay in the park or go out, glamour or no glamour, the choice is ours to make.
I can't believe it. So there's a chance we could have already met a mythical creature.
Huh. Sam never mentioned that to me.
Ah, so Sam is here? What about Jessica?
I haven't met anyone else in this park besides Sam. Who's Jessica?
Another friend. I guess it makes sense that she wouldn't remain here. I'll have to see if I can find her again somehow.
June, promise me that you will never come to this park without me. You will never tell anyone else about this park. And we will share all information we find about this park.
Deal. Now, start talking.
Fine, let's swap numbers. I think Dog here would be a pretty good partner to have.
Hey, what about me?
Alina, a word, please?
Sure, what's up?
I wanted to talk about Sam. How is he?
Fine, I suppose. Granted, I've only known him for a couple of weeks. But he seems fine to me. Akappa did say that he's been angsty. But I thought that was just his image, you know, with the hellhound and everything.
I see. Alina, while I know everyone is interested in arranging another gathering, I must decline for June and myself. I fear if Sam were to discover this betrayal, he may never trust again.
guess who got another message from Sam? Me! Oh, there he is. Sam!
I wanted to introduce you to someone who just got back. I'll explain in a bit. Oh, there they are. JD.
What on earth is that?
Sam, what is this? Another human here in this park?
You come back from vacation, and I see you're already stressed again. Calm down, JD. This isn't like the last time. We've set boundaries. She won't be coming in here unless I'm around.
Hi. Nice to meet... Oh, gosh. Get it together, girl. Nice to meet you. I'm Alina. I just found this park recently, and Sam's been a big help getting me acquainted.
I'm a devil.
Right you are. Sam? Sam? Are you sure we can trust this person?
They don't kill anyone anymore, really. Just stalk the highways for fun. I figured you two had to meet if you were going to keep coming here.
And clearly, I need to do that more often. Kids these days don't even know who I am, and yet Mothman and Bigfoot are lit.
Oh, well, I've heard of Bigfoot. But who's Mothman? It sounds like a comic book hero.
What, we're talking about Bigfoot and Mothman now?
Yeah. Sam, you with us?
He can't hear me.
Wait, what? What do you mean he...
Sorry. Cool, well, I'm actually helping out a friend today. It's not exactly fun, but if you wanted to talk, you can come with. More precisely, it's bath time for Shenwu. He's really particular about how he gets his shell cleaned.
You really like to take care of the creatures here, don't you?
They need someone to look after them. JD sure isn't going to. It would ruin their rep if they're seen washing the turtle's back.
So, can you not hear creatures? Is that why you blast music by yourself all the time?
Alina, please. You're here to learn about the creatures in the park. Nothing else.
Why? We're just talking about who we are. I've never heard of a relationship where we can only talk about one thing.
Well, that's how I want our relationship. If you're looking for a friend, that's the only thing you won't find here in the park.
How can you say that?
Alina.
You know what? Fine. Have fun with your stupid pet turtle not talking to anyone. I just don't get why he's so scared to be friends.
Alina!
Oh. June?
You gotta help me.
Alina, June is causing a commotion.
Okay. How about, just to satisfy June's curiosity, we take one trip to the park, and after that, if you have any questions, you just ask me or dog?
Deal! Let's go!
Hey, wait up! We need a plan. These creatures are supposedly dangerous. We can't just be walking around.
What creature could both of us just happen to know enough about that won't get us killed?
How about dragons?
Dragons? Dog, are you crazy? You want us to find a monster, not a creature.
You both seem to know enough about them, thus I believe you'll approach them with caution. If we do find a dragon, odds are we may even be too small for them to notice.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go find out then.
We should be close. We've been following the stream for quite some time now.
What was that?
It came from the water, but... Oh my god, dragon!
Is it the one we're looking for? Oh, shit.
Okay, we gotta go. Go. You guys, look! A cornfield! We can hide there.
Oh, or maybe we'll find...
Don't you dare say aliens! Run! Come on, guys, hurry! Oh, shoot! You notice us! Come on, quickly, we gotta go!
Oh my god, we gotta scream behind me!
Dog, get out of the way!
June, no! Cerberus? There's no way!
Cerberus, get him back into the water.
Sam? What are you doing here?
I bumped into JD. They told me that they saw you. June?
Do I know you?
I can hear you. Dog? You're here too?
It isn't what you think. This isn't the June that you know.
Alina, you brought people into the park?
Sam, it's not a big deal, okay? Please just listen. Go!
Alina, you're too close to those things. Get over here!
Those things? June would never say something like that.
Sam, please just listen to me, okay? I just happened to bump into June and Dog at the park. Dog is from this park. It's really not a big deal.
Whoa. Hey, man. Personal space. So I don't know how you know
Sam?
My name,
but I don't know you.
But I can hear you.
While Cerberus is distracting the Tanifa, we need to escape. Now. Sam, are you listening to me?
How can this be?
I don't know, man. Maybe this is just a big misunderstanding.
No, I told you. You promised never to bring people here.
Why are you yelling? I just happened to meet them, Sam. What's going on? You're scaring me.
I should never have allowed you to come here.
Oh, the Tanifa is gone now, but the three-headed dog is growling at us.
Why is June here?
Alina, Sam isn't listening to us anymore. We need to leave. Now.
We can't just leave him like this. There's literally a dark shadow growing around him.
He'll be fine. That shadow means his cousin will be here shortly. I suggest we don't be here when a Greek demigod decides to show up. They always act before thinking. It'll just create more chaos.
A demigod?
Let's go, Alina. Now.
But, Sam...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.